Man Buns by Sherry J. Ryan. Edited by Lisa Brown. Narrated by Samantha Summers and Adam James Connor.
Prologue. Denver. 3 years ago. Come on, 5 o'clock. This recruiting position is a pretty good gig. It was a hard transition after working in a communications job while stationed on base in the continental United States, though. My assigned year-long deployment to Oahu was to help manage the recruiting office, but I managed to create a situation for myself that would make it hard to leave once the year was up. Retaining a recruiter position was the only way to remain stateside for Aya. Plus, it's Hawaii, and I get to stand on a boardwalk overlooking the Pacific Ocean while doing my job, which isn't a bad deal. Today, though, it's like 90 degrees. I'm standing in my dress blues, sweating my balls off, but I need to appear like I'm not hot at all, or sweating between my thighs and under my ass cheeks. I have to pretend like this heavy cover, cap, on my head is light as a feather and shielding me from the sun, rather than attracting it with the glossy black rim. Still, things could be a lot worse. Knowing which passers-by to target is an acquired skill. Typically, I look for men around the age of 18, since they're the most eager to enlist, making it easier to meet my quota. I try to round out the diversity and take my chances with some of the passing women, too. Even though they tend to be harder to recruit, my stats need to show a reasonable ratio of male and female recruits. To achieve my goal, I typically narrow my selection of women down to those who have a particular look of determination in their eyes. I've found that particular first impression to be the most important if I'm to even stand a chance of recruiting them. I spot the look immediately on the face of a somewhat agitated-looking woman walking past my booth. I haven't stopped anyone in the past hour, so I might as well give her a shot and cross my fingers for luck. "Excuse me, ma'am?" I call out to her just before she walks by. She continues walking. "Ma'am?" I call out again. She passes by the booth, but then stops and turns toward me. "Did you just call me ma'am? How old do you think I am? Jeez." "I was just trying to be courteous," I tell her. Damn, no one has ever snapped at me for being polite. I guess she is agitated for whatever reason. Well,
sample complete. Ready to continue?